Search and rescue efforts are underway to help more people trapped by that massive creek fire in the Sierra National Forest in Central California, the largest of several fires burning across the state. The National Guard already managed to pull off that stunning evacuation from the Mammoth Pool Reservoir this past weekend. You may have seen the picture of campers and hikers jammed into a helicopter. Two, a Chinook and a Black Hawk, made three trips each to evacuate more than 200 people with no other way out. Joe Rosamond piloted the Chinook. He's Chief Warrant Officer 5 in the California National Guard. And Joe, you're in your hotel in Fresno getting some rest, so thanks for your time. How would you characterize this flight, given you've also flown combat?
Yeah, I've been deployed a few times throughout my 23-year career in the California Army National Guard. And this flight was definitely one of the toughest that I have ever done. Every half mile or so, we were okay, I can see the next ridge. How's everybody feeling? All right, we're all in still. Okay. And we did that all the way until we were able to get to the lake.
Well, and tell us, explain why. What were you encountering as you were flying? I mean, people might think, yeah, they flew in, they flew out. But what was happening?
Well, we if you start to compound all these different factors of it's at night, you've got fire, and it's smoky. We got all this smoke. The visibility's down to really, really low levels. Having our night vision goggles actually did make it a little bit easier because we were able to see through a little bit of that smoke. And we're having to find the outline of all the ridge lines using the light from the embers and the heat, the near infrared, you know, heat that's coming off of all those hot spots to go, okay, there's the ridge line. We can go around that.
And this is while you, I'm assuming, are getting sickened by this smoke. We're hearing about inhaling this smoke.
Yeah, it was definitely really smoky. In fact, after being in there for hours upon hours, you know, going back, even some of my crew started to feel nauseous, and they had to kind of fight through that to get that last lift done.
Yeah. Well, and so this is also, I'm sure, what you're imagining these civilians are going through.
Oh, yeah.
We understand when you got there, they were 50 feet from flames.
So, yeah, this was like the leftover embers and the burning trees and bushes and that sort of thing. And that was about 50 feet in front of the aircraft where we were. A lot of the people, they had moved all the way down to the shoreline to get as far away from that fire as they could. But still, that smoke.
Oh, yeah. So Joe, what's your thought when you saw them? Did you think we can take them all? I mean, I know you made several trips. What was your thinking?
Well, we knew that the situation everybody was in was a real life, we call it life, limb, or eyesight deal here.
Wait, life, limb, or eyesight? They could lose one of them?
Yeah, so when the situation is such that there's a risk to life, limb, or eyesight, that's kind of the terminology we use to say, okay, we're going to start making some decisions that may not quite follow the book, and we didn't really know. That's the big thing. We didn't really know how many people there were. We just knew there was a lot. So we knew that we had to maximize the effort that we gave every single time because we didn't know how long our window of opportunity was going to remain open.
And, you know, some of these people were burned, and you saw that. You're from this area, you know. What were you thinking along those lines as you look at these people?
I didn't get to really see any of that until we were already shut down back in Fresno. I did happen to look back just to see how the loading was going. And that's when I saw some kids. Those kids were the same age as my kids. And that really hit me deep in the soul, how scared they must have been. I kind of had to get over that. And I told the guys, like, I can't look back there anymore because we got to keep going. We got to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. You know, this has to have hit home. Do you think those people, I mean, they were already getting burned. I mean, I just don't know how they would have survived.
Yeah, I think a majority of them, they would probably have been okay if they had to wait another day. But personally, and I'm not a medical expert, but personally, I don't think there was one particular gentleman that we had on board. I don't think that he would have made it through the night if he hadn't been able to get evacuated. Just the amount of burns that he had on his body. I'm not confident that he would have made it if we hadn't been able to get it to him.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. We really appreciate all the support that we're receiving.
Yeah. That's Joe Roseman, Chief Warrant Officer 5 in California's National Guard and the pilot of the Chinook helicopter that, along with a Black Hawk, rescued more than 200 people in 3 missions each from the Creek Fire. Joe, thank you so much for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.